Hi, everybody. This is Kendall Young with Digs. We're a local residential real estate company who specializes in connecting cool people with cool homes. Today, on our inaugural podcast, I'll be talking with Dan Brotman. Dan is a resident and homeowner at the Verdugo Woodlands, an adjunct professor at the Glendale Community College, and an avid community organizer. He runs the group Glendale Environmental Coalition. I met Dan because we had posted a blog post about going solar. I'm in the process of going solar because, like you, I opened up my energy bill and just about plotzed on the floor from the cost of the energy to cool my home during this last heat wave. And every indication is that this is our new norm. The wise homeowner is probably pretty curious about how to cool their home and not pay these huge bills. And going solar is a great way of doing that. So, Dan, thank you so much for coming on my podcast.
Thank you, Kendall. Happy to be here.
We're so excited to talk to you. So let's just start from the very beginning. Someone who is thinking about going solar is like, wow, I don't even know how to find the companies, the solar companies to talk to. So how would you recommend that someone do that basic first step?
Well, I went through the same thing a couple years ago when I started thinking about this. So I guess the first thing I did is ask neighbors. There's enough solar around Glendale that you probably know somebody that's done it, or they may have, or you may have a friend of a friend that's put on a system. So I would do that. Another way to approach it is to go to a company, and there are a few of them out there that act as what I would call a concierge. They will kind of handhold you through the process. They'll help identify good companies. They'll help you, assess the proposals that come in and all that kind of thing. And one that I like especially is called Pick My Solar. You can just go to pickmysolar.com, I think it is. And even if you don't use them, they have some great information on the website just to learn about solar. But if you do want to use them, and that's not the only way you can do it, but I'm just saying, if you kind of want to simplify things, they'll kind of go through the whole process and make sure that you're getting a good fit for what you need.
So what do you mean by good fit? Are they a company that installs solar? What are they?
No, they are not a company that installs solar. They get paid by the solar installer a fixed amount. So they're indifferent to who you go with, but basically look at what you need. Everybody's different, right? Everybody has a different size house, a different type of roof, and also maybe different financial interests. Some people want to buy the system. Some people want to lease the system.
So they sound like Find My Dentist kind of a thing.
Yeah,
they find out about you and then they match me up with the best solar company out there.
It's maybe Find My Dentist plus, kind of sit next to my chair and hold my hand when I'm getting my teeth cleaned,
I like the hold my hand. That works for me. So how much does a service like that cost?
We wouldn't pay anything. The customer doesn't pay anything. It's the solar company would pay them a finder's fee. And I guess for the solar company, it saves them money by not having to have a salesperson run around because these guys are bringing in a lead, right? So it kind of pays for itself in that way.
Okay. So then I would be limited to the solar companies that have agreed to pay Pick My Solar?
Well, that's true. Although I spoke to them and they're about 10 or 12 that they have, and pretty much all of the really big, solid, serious solar companies work with them. So I wouldn't really worry about that.
Okay. Well, that's really good to know. That is a wonderful resource then. I like that idea that with one phone call, I could do research on 10, 12 different solar companies. That's pretty darn cool. So let's just assume you got a recommendation from your neighbor, you did a Google search, or you used Pick My Solar. You're now talking to a solar company. I don't even know what questions to ask these people. And I'm afraid that I'll get hoodwinked because I don't know enough to ask the right questions.
I think if you're working with a good company, I don't think you have that much to worry about. It's not like the proverbial used car sales situation. So
okay.
I think, I would look, I'm a bit risk averse. So I would look for a company that's been around for a while. And I would say, at least 10 years. And there are three companies that I've spoken to in the last couple months, all have been around for a long time. They've got, they're solid. Because the last thing you want is somebody to go on your roof, put a system in place, punch holes in your roof, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then your roof starts leaking a year later and they're out of business. You want somebody who's going to be around to warranty their workmanship.
Okay. So knowing how to deal with roofs, see, I wouldn't have known to ask that question. That's a great tip. How about, I know as a real estate agent, my clients are always interested in telling me how many watts their system is. How do I know how big of a system I need to purchase?
Oh, okay. Well, that is pretty easy. What will happen is you'll grab a year's worth of your electricity bills and you'll show them to, whoever you're talking to, whatever solar company you're talking to. And they'll look at your average usage over the last year. They'll look at how many kilowatt hours of power you've used. And what they'll do is then they'll look at your roof. And, now it's amazing. You don't even need somebody to get on your roof. There's this very high resolution satellite data that they all subscribe to. And they can do an extremely accurate analysis of your roof kind of shading pattern, how it's facing, and all those kinds of things without even coming to your front door.
Wow.
So what they'll do is they'll look at what your usage is, then they'll look at your roof, and then they'll try to design a system that is, over the course of a year, is going to give you the same amount of power that you typically use. The goal is to kind of get you to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're at 100%, that just means that over the course of the year, you should be paying nothing to Glendale Water and Power for your electricity usage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're going to always pay a connection fee to them because you want to be part of the grid. You have to be part
right.
of the grid.
Right.
So there's some base fees, you won't, it's not like you won't get a bill at all, but the usage
well,
part.
So can we talk about cost then? Because, I've been talking to solar energy companies for many years, fantasizing about getting mm-hmm. solar, and there has been dramatic swings in the cost of installing solar panels over the years. Is that just because it's been over a long period of time? Is one solar company generally going to charge the same amount of money as another solar company?
Well, I'd say a couple things. One, I wouldn't characterize them as swings. It's been downward. I mean, it's just been getting cheaper and cheaper.
Yes,
and
that's
cheaper.
True.
So as far as solar companies, yes, they're definitely going to be different because mostly they're using different equipment. There are more expensive panels. There are less expensive panels, And the more expensive panels maybe will last longer. Maybe they degrade less over time. Maybe they can pick up more sun. They're more, they're better at converting the sun's rays into electricity. So there'll be differences with the technology. And the other big difference that you're going to find is the type of roof you have, and how it's situated and what trees you have around it. And I can give you an example. Like, I have a tar and gravel roof on my house. I have a mid-century modern with a tar and gravel roof. A lot of solar companies won't do tar and gravel because it's a little more difficult to make sure there are no leaks. So they're going to charge more. I'm going to have to find a solar company that's got a bit more of a roofing DNA who I'm comfortable will come in and not mess up my roof. But I'm going to pay a little more for that. And, well, that's the way it is.
Okay. So it sounds like if it's this, the same house in the same time, but it's different solar companies giving the bid, that the difference in price is going to pretty much come down to the type and quality of the solar panels they use.
Yeah, the solar panels, and then, you know, other little things like what kind of racking system they use to put the panels on your roof, and something called an inverter. And if you're going to get solar, you're going to hear this term inverter, so you should know what it is. Mm-hmm. But right. An inverter is a device that basically takes the power that the solar panel generates. It generates direct current power, DC, and mm-hmm. the inverter is going to turn it into AC, which is what you use in your house. So you're going to have, you know, different types of inverters, and I'm not going to get into it here, but there's a whole new technology in the inverter area, which is really exciting. But those are a little bit more, some of the modern ones are a little bit more. And so, yeah, there'll be some differences, but not massive.
Now, just out of curiosity, this Pick My Solar company, you said there was lots of information about solar on there. Do they talk about things like the differences in panels and the differences in inverters?
Yeah, I mean, the little secret is that's how I learned a whole bunch of stuff. So get on there, you'll know exactly what I know.
Okay, so Pick My Solar is rising as a really great resource for people who are doing this critical analysis of what to do for solar energy in their house.
Yeah.
Now,
Go ahead. I was just going to say one other thing besides, you know, what I've learned over Pick My Solar is that I've had three or four solar companies come, and each time I hear their pitch and I see what they design, I learn a little bit more. So just like anything else, I would say, you know, definitely don't just have one company come and talk to you. Have at least three. You'll learn through the process, and you'll be able to ask better questions as you go, and you'll be able to go back to the first one and then, you know, ask the questions you didn't know to ask the first time.
That's really good advice, because I'll tell you, the first time I had a solar company give me their pitch, I was so wildly enthusiastic about all the money I was going to save. You know, I did a situation where if I wanted to, I could have put zero down and financed the system over 20 years. Right. And my monthly was going to be quite a bit less than my current electric bill. Mm-hmm. So that was so exciting. I almost signed right on the dot. But you were saying, you know, have three people, because it's true, the racking system, the inverters, and some of the other options really were very different from one company to another.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, unless you pick somebody that's going to do this concierge service for you, if you're going to do it on your own, absolutely. Three, four,
well, I wanted to get to
as many as you have time for.
Right. So I wanted to get to a really interesting idea that I'd never heard of before, and is almost what sparked this conversation between you and I, and that is the concept of backup battery. I had them talk about backup batteries, and I was just like, yeah, that sounds really great, but that's a whole lot of coin for a battery, and it doesn't do what I thought it was going to do. And you had some really interesting insights on the concept of batteries and energy in general. Can you kind of give us a taste of what you're working on?
Yeah, you know, home battery systems are really the new thing. And what they are basically is, you know, you have a solar system on your house, and then you have a battery, and the solar system, you know, feeds the battery. And once the battery is filled up, the power will go back to GWP. But in the meantime, you have a battery full of electricity in your home. So why would you want that? Well, you might want that if you are concerned about blackouts, because, you know, I have friends who have batteries, and, you know, everybody else's house is dark and theirs is just perfectly fine. And they're kind of laughing all the way to the bank. So, you know, I mean, some people really, you know, want to make sure they have all their, you know, their refrigerator doesn't go down, their internet router doesn't go down. And maybe some people, you know, are elderly. They have medical devices that they really rely on. And so this could, this gives you that peace of mind. It also increasingly will be something where you can store power when power is cheap and use it when power is expensive. It's a little bit of a complicated thing, but it's called time of use. In Glendale, we're just starting to go into time of use. So GWP has said that they're going to start, a program over the next few years where they're going to be charging us more for using power during the late afternoon and evening. When it's most expensive for them to provide power, it happens to be when most people come home from work and turn their air conditioner on, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to pay more for that power than we would pay, say, at night or in the early morning. So what people are thinking about, and people in other place pricing like the Edison area, is, you know, you store your battery during the day and then you use your own power at night when otherwise you would be paying a much higher price to GWP. So it's a way to kind of, you know, you could say trick the system, but it's not really tricking the system. You're just, you know, kind of arbitraging. It's the economics term between the cheap and the expensive times of day.
But it sounds great, but the quote I got for batteries for my house was going to be something like $4,500.
Yeah, so that the issue with batteries is they're expensive. And $4,500 already takes into account a big incentive that the state of California is giving. So if you didn't have that incentive, that would be a lot more than $4,500. Yeah. So, you know, I have friends that are kind of, they've bought their battery, they're waiting to install it. And they want it because they're environmental. They want to just use as much solar energy as they can. They don't want to be pulling energy from the grid, you know, that comes from coal or gas. So they're willing to put up the $4,500, right? But I would say most people are not. And that's kind of the issue with batteries today. They'll get cheaper. And as time of use comes into Glendale, it'll be a more economically sensible thing to do. Right now, it's more of something that an environmentalist would do. I would do it, but I can understand why a lot of people wouldn't.
Right, right. Well, I when I first heard about the Tesla battery wall, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm all over that. And then when I got the numbers, I went, yeah, that's all over that. So I look forward to the cost of batteries coming down sure.
I don't know. Do we another couple minutes?
Ahead.
Because I want to mention one thing about the batteries, and that is something that we're working on, which is it's something called a virtual power plant. And it's a little idea is that you get, like, let's say 1,000 houses, and you have them install solar, and you have them put a battery, you know, in their garage or on the side of their house. And the batteries all charge. And what we're doing is we're working on this concept where the batteries are networked. So there's a company out there that would control all the batteries, and they would go to GWP and they would enter into a contract to say to GWP, you know, when you get to those hottest days in the afternoon, when power for you is very expensive, you know, and you would otherwise have to turn on one of your gas generators, you know, and cause a whole lot of pollution. Instead, we will discharge power back to the grid and help you out. And GWP will pay for that, just like they would pay anybody else that's providing them with power. So that payment from GWP mm-hmm. will subsidize much of the cost of the battery. And what we're hoping, and we won't know this till the numbers get worked out, but we're hoping that we can see a scenario where the battery would cost, I don't know, $10 to $20 a month for the homeowner, which then changes the whole thing. Because I know a lot of people would say, you know, $10 or $20 a month, I like the idea that I have backup power. And down the road, I will be able to play between the cheap and the expensive times of the day. And that's going to be worth it to me at $10 to $20. So we have to see how that plays out. But I'm excited about this idea of a virtual power plant and hoping that we can drum up a lot of interest around Glendale for people to participate.
That is super exciting. So if people were interested in this virtual power plant idea, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, they could go to Clean Energy Glendale. We set up a website, Clean Energy Glendale. Cleanenergyglendale.com.
Cleanenergyglendale.com.
And
okay, cool.
They can find out about it right there. We have a place where you can actually put in your information. You're not signing up to anything because it doesn't exist yet. What you're doing is you're saying, hey, I'm a homeowner or I have a rental property, whatever it might be. I'm interested. I want to know more. And this way this serves two purposes. One, it tells us that there's interest in the community. It kind of gives us more firepower when we're talking to companies and telling them to, you know, come in and help out with this. And the other thing it does is it gives us kind of a running start. When we're ready to launch this thing, we can go back to these 1,000 people. Hopefully we have 2,000 names. And we can tell people, hey, here's what it looks like now. You know, are you interested? So that's what we're working on.
That is super, super exciting. You know, you and I could talk about this for forever, but sadly, our time is up. I'm just incredibly appreciative of your time and your expertise. Anybody listening to this podcast, I will have all of the websites and information in the show notes down below. And if you are interested and you want to find out more about Dan and what his advocacy is in the city of Glendale, Dan, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Facebook,
well,
Messenger, what do you
just prefer? Email me. And my email is DH. Okay. DHBROTMAN@gmail.com. And I'm pretty fast at replying to
people. Excellent.
So if you send me a message, you'll hear back from me right away.
Excellent. That is awesome. Dan, thank you so much for your time. And I can't wait to meet you out there around town.
Okay.
All right. You bet.